This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
It's over. For the first time in a decade, the Knicks are moving on to the second round.
Nobody thought Knicks in five. Nobody.
We have what I feel are the best fans in the world. We have the best city in the world, the best arena in the world. The way this team plays, it resonates with all our fans.
I think the expectations have definitely changed.
I know Miami's good. I would be severely disappointed if the Knicks are not in the Eastern Conference Finals.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Knicks fans, you've waited a long time. Celebrate. Honk your horns. It's happening. Knicks are moving on in the playoffs.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Today's going to be one of those days you're like, wait a minute, how did it get to be 10 o'clock? There is so much going on. The Jets have one of the great days in franchise history. Aaron Rodgers walking into the facility in a Jets sweatshirt, and we have barely discussed it this morning.
I thought he handled himself beautifully, too.
He was great. Outside of the, if they wanted to get in touch with me, got a FaceTime.
Well, that was just, yeah.
That was ridiculous.
That wasn't about the Jets. It was about Green Bay.
Yeah, I understand.
I can understand his pain, though. I got no cell reception at my house either. Phone doesn't even ring. It doesn't ring.
If I wanted to get in touch with you, I can get in touch with you.
The phone does not ring. That's because I'm an adult and I have a home phone. Cell phone doesn't ring.
That's right. You know what? Here's the thing. If you don't have reception in your home, aren't you now obligated to have a home phone?
Unless you're RJ, who believes that it does not believe in a home phone.
Even RJ, and I believe this to be true, RJ, you are anti the home phone. However, if people were unable to get in touch with you via the cell, would you not have a home phone?
I would have to at that point.
See? So even RJ, who's anti-home phone, would have a home phone.
Yeah, I could be on the toilet. Boom. Hold me. Telephone right there.
Are you on the toilet on the phone often?
No, never.
Never?
No.
Do you ever pick up that phone?
Okay. Well, yeah, if I'm the only one home and it rings and I'm on the toilet.
So you're on the toilet, yeah. Phone rings. Hello?
I got the intercom, though, so occasionally I'll ring if Cassie's in the kitchen and I need something.
Hello?
Hey, Cass, you got any... I need some wipes.
Hello?
You just told us everything we need to know.
What?
Hello?
Did you guys hear that?
No, the phone. It stopped.
I have an intercom.
The phone.
I just paged my
Do you
people.
Ever go right to the butler? Like bypass Cassie, go right to the butler?
No, the phone setup. And I didn't put it in. The person who sold me the home, it has the, you press the intercom and you can go to all the phone rings in all the different rooms.
Does the butler respond in a snobbish accent?
He's British.
Giovanni.
He's British.
Yeah,
British.
Lloyd?
No, it's like the butler from Mr. Deeds. He just pops out of nowhere. You underestimate my sneakiness.
Does he rub your feet?
No, he wants to see him, though. He does love feet.
Yeah, unbelievable. He in retrospect...
So I can't share now.
No, you can, and you should, and then we do what we have to do.
I like feet. I do not know why.
In retrospect, do you think he wishes he hadn't mentioned that he has the intercom system on the phone?
I think that was a Freudian slip.
Yeah, I think
so,
too.
It's a function of the phone, you animals.
Right, because this is the level
of... What am I supposed to do? I don't have wipes. I need to find the wipes.
It's a button. It's a function of money.
One day he'll admit that the butler wipes for him.
That would be great.
It'll happen.
No, I mean, got the toilet that does that, but I don't like it.
So
like
you have... he has a... RJ, this is true. A gate. Is that accurate?
There is a gate.
Okay. Is there a... Like the bar that goes up?
No, there's no bar that goes up.
Okay.
No, it's a gate.
Is there an intercom system on the gate?
Oh, yeah.
You think he just said he has a bidet?
You have a bidet?
No, I don't have the bidet. I know it's connected to the toilet.
No one's
so you have a bidet?
No, the bidet is separate.
Came with the house.
Bidet is usually separate.
Can you clean your bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got the heated seat and it shoots water.
So that's a bidet?
No, okay.
Do you have heated floors?
In the kitchen.
Listen, no one's knocking you. When you're sitting on your heated toilet seat, pick up the phone in the bathroom, call Rogers, and we'll get him on the show.
Why don't you come over and you can test out the heated the seat? It's nice.
I would love to,
actually. Nothing better. Middle of the winter, you sit on a warm toilet
must
seat.
Must be great. Oh. And then you walk down to the kitchen, your feet are nice and toasty.
That actually sounds fantastic.
All sounds great.
It really does.
Yeah, right.
We'll never know. But
you pretend you don't live in a beautiful house.
I have
house.
A very nice house. Right. I don't have these bells and whistles that you have.
I don't have 25 new TVs either on my wall.
How many do you have?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't have eight.
It's my 50th
nine.
Birthday present.
Which I suggested.
Okay.
Yeah. You can thank me.
Yeah. It's great.
If I'm not invited to the ribbon cutting, you're dead to me.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, dead.
Don't change the narrative.
Dead.
Mr. My house is like a... Like a mansion. No, how many bedrooms are we looking at?
I don't know.
Over, under 4,500 square feet.
Oh, my God. I'm not playing this game.
This is all I want. And then I have a read and calls. No. All I want is over. All I want, over, under 4,500 square feet.
I don't know how many square feet.
Yes, you do. You're so full of crap.
You go to a diner and you can sit up by the flat top.
Yeah, right.
What is that called? The counter?
Counter?
Yeah, the counter.
I might get rid of that one.
That's a great
that
one.
That one might be the one I get rid of.
The fact that flat top was right, ready in mind, and then counter was the word you couldn't get to.
Yeah, but I could, because I could see my uncle making the chicken cutlet.
With the muffins, right? They had that muffin thing where you lift off the top.
It was best.
Love that.
Get free candy afterwards.
4,500 square feet, over, under.
I'm not answering the question.
You answer.
How big is your house? Is your house bigger than 4,500 square feet?
No. What are you looking
at? Stop.
I'm telling you. I'll tell you exactly. 3,200 square feet.
Okay. That's nice.
It's a great, I'm very happy there. How many square feet? Over, under
4,500.
He's lying. RJ, you were there. Over, under 4,500.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
So you would say over.
It's so grand, I can't even make my way around the complex.
Look at his size. You're going to ask him.
What does that mean?
You need a map.
I thought my shed was big.
You need a map.
Oh, my God. RJ, did you hear what he just did to you?
Listen, he's lashing out. He must have got burned by the heated bathroom seat, calling the butler because he ran out of wipes. It's okay.
Finding out a lot.
So
a lot.
One more time I'm going
to
ask you.
Yeah, because I'm not afraid to share, Raymond. I'm an open book.
Maybe you should be.
Bless you.
I just sneezed.
Unlike you, who's so closed up.
You give me a hard time for stainless steel appliances, and you're over here living in a mansion with heated floors.
It's a fair point.
And a warm toilet seat.
Do you have a walk-in closet? Can you walk right in?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to you open a closet, you just start snaring things off the wall.
Can you walk into the closet if you wanted?
Can you walk into the closet?
Yes.
If you chose to, could you set up a bed in the closet and nap there?
No. No, probably not. No, because there's something in the middle of the closet. I can't have a bed in there.
But it's big enough that you could.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers will move into a place like that.
This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to rifle through some of these Knicks calls. Then at 7:15, we're getting into Aaron Rodgers. Then right after that, about 7:35, quick hit with Jordan Renan. See what's going on with the Giants. And then we'll get to Nobservations and DF. We have a plan, people. We have a plan. Mike in Massapequa. Mike, good morning. You're next up on 98.7.
Happy the morning, Rick and Dave. Shout out to the company. How we doing?
We're doing great.
Couldn't be better.
We're doing great. I didn't know heated toilet seat was a thing, but that's good to know.
Yeah, now you do.
It's
so
fantastic.
I do. But I do have heated first floor also tiles, so it's a great thing. I just wanted to talk about the X factor in the series. We talked about it before in the Knicks series. The third best player, we thought, I think it was on Twitter, and I said Mitchell Robinson, and I really think that he was that person in the series. He just dominated both seven-footers every single game, and Randall, was hurt most of the time. Brunson is an absolute stud, and I want to apologize to him because when they got the signing, I wasn't sure of what he was going to become and if he could handle it all, but he is such a great leader. I just love him on the team. He fits so well in New York, and he just is phenomenal. He's so clutch. He's so calm. It's everything we needed for the Knicks, and we've been wanting a point guard for how many years, and we finally got one. And then we get a playoff series win. I am so pumped. I'm so excited. I don't know what I'm more excited for, June 1st or the Knicks series.
Are you coming June 1, Mike?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I am. I will be there.
We'll see you then. We look forward to it. That's awesome. There's nothing wrong, and I think we've all had this, of I don't like this guy, and then he proves you wrong. I don't like this guy. I'm nervous. The Knicks have a lot of those guys, right? They do. If you didn't love I like the Jalen Brunson signing. If you didn't love it, I think it's understandable, right? Like, they paid a lot of money for the guy. You didn't know what he was going to be.
Well, listen, we're dying for a point guard. He wanted to be a Knick. The Knicks wanted him to be their point guard. I mean, he's the perfect fit. Like, everything. Not just, the mentality, all of it. Like, he is exactly what Tibbs needed to run this offense.
A lot of Knicks fans that didn't love Brunson. A lot of Knicks fans that felt the way about Robinson. A lot of Knicks fans that felt the way about R.J. Barrett. Like, The only one that everyone's like universally in love with is Josh Hart, right? From beginning to end.
Like,
I love
yeah.
the trade and I love what he brings to the table. Here's Donovan Mitchell, who everybody had to have on their roster, said the Knicks just, they were the better team.
We did a lot of special things this year, but, you know, for it to end this way, it doesn't feel right. You know, I'm proud of every one of those guys in this locker room, our coaching staff and everybody, but they outplayed us. Got to give credit where credit is due. Simple as that.
But you know, the thing is, they just don't have enough guys that can score on that team. I mean, it's Mitchell, it's Garland, and that's it.
That's it. That's the problem. And then when you take, I mean, when you put LeVert in the starting lineup, you have, I mean, really nothing on your bench. I mean, Okoro gave you 10 last night, but...
Yeah, but he can't score.
Shoot.
No, he can't shoot to save his life. Woods...
And you got to remember, too, Mobley. This is Mobley's first experience, too.
Well, the Knicks had a lot of those guys also.
Yeah, well, I mean, IQ wasn't good for the first, what, four games of the series?
But here's the nice thing. They didn't need him to be. Like, the Cavs needed their second-tier guys to be good players, and they weren't. Knicks had so many guys that were good.
I'm telling you, man, like this series could not have worked out better for Leon Rose and RJ Barrett.
Phenomenal. Woods. That's a nice name, Woods, on the LIE. Good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
What's going on, Woody?
Ain't nothing much. And also, let's say good morning to the beautiful Debbie Duhane.
Well, she's not with us this morning, but we'll be
but
sure
she's
to...
listening.
Yeah,
she's
yeah. always listening. We'll be sure to pass along your hi to Debbie.
You see, I called in a few weeks ago before the series started, and I was bigging up the Knicks. And I'm not going to say the person's name, but they know who they are. They were telling me, don't get carried away. The Knicks might lose, da-da-da. But listen, go New York! Go New York! Go New York! Go New York! We're the New York Knicks.
I love it.
I'm telling you right now, prediction, Knicks in six.
We're gonna Knicks take in the six. First game.
We're going to take the first game. So if y'all guys stay over because of the Rangers, then the Rangers are going to win. The Knicks are going to win the first game to keep home court advantage. I'm telling y'all right now, Knicks in six.
Love it. Love it.
I don't care what it is. As long as it's the Knicks.
Win game seven in overtime. Doesn't make a difference to me. Update, is Adam Abdat the guy that's making the jerseys, RJ?
Yeah, that's him.
Well, he says jerseys and pins in the works now.
Stop.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
We got great listeners, man.
Just tweet it.
We got amazing listeners.
Anthony Spring Valley. Anthony, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Quick points, man.
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, man.
Good.
Doing excellent today. Thank God. Real quick, you guys had a segment a couple of weeks ago about who would be the most important or the best Nick, and I said Josh Hart, and I kind of still, you know, follow up with Josh Hart being the best Nick, you know, as far as what they've been since he's been there. But I will tell you something that changed my mind about a lot of things. Watching Jalen Brunson play since he's been on the Knicks, I think it was a better signing than actually the Mitchell Donovan Mitchell signing, only because he's giving you 20 points a game, and he's actually galvanizing the rest of the team, whereas I don't think Donovan Mitchell does that with his team. I mean, he scores. He doesn't rebound well. He doesn't – look at last night. Jalen Brunson plays D. He keeps the team together. He keeps them composed. And I think that right now, to me, I think that's more important than a good shooting guard, is having a good point guard.
Listen, say what you want. Say what you want. Jalen Brunson was the better – Anthony, hang on a sec. Jalen Brunson was the better player in the series – and you say the better signing. It wasn't a signing. They mortgaged a lot for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, it was a trade.
Knicks gave up nothing to get Jalen Brunson.
And I think that was part of what ended up hurting Cleveland, too, was the lack of depth compared to what the Knicks had.
You mentioned it earlier. Let's bring it back. You have to give this organization a ton of credit for the Brunson signing. They didn't make the trade for Donovan Mitchell. And you know what? They're better for it right now. They're better for
right
it right now.
Yeah, right now.
You would have given up what? RJ Barrett, okay. Obi Toppin, Quickley, Grimes. Like,
I don't think all four of those
guys. But a combination of those guys.
And some draft picks.
So now you have all your picks.
Yeah, you have all your picks, but you would also have had, I mean, you would have had Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, and Donovan Mitchell.
I get it.
That's three pretty good players.
That's three really good players.
I don't know what Cleveland had.
But also, at some point, when that guy becomes available, you don't think the Knicks are now an attractive?
Oh, of course they are. It's just that now you're waiting again. But you love the direction they're headed in.
But I'm waiting as I'm winning.
Well, yeah, which is the best case scenario. I mean, you had a guy who wanted to be in New York, who's a really good player. Is he a superstar?
No.
I think we throw around that word too often.
He's not. And you remember when we sat here on these airwaves and I was like, he's not a top 20 player. And I got, how could you say that? He's a terrific scorer. He's not a superstar. I'm sorry. He's not.
I think he's close, though. I think he's right on that next tier.
Okay. Who would you rather have, Jalen Brunson or Donovan Mitchell?
Who? Right now, I would probably say Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
Together, I would like them.
That would be great, but that's not an option.
You know what the beautiful thing about Jalen Brunson is? And you hear this all the time.
His toughness.
Well, no, it's his toughness, but you hear it all the time in football when we start talking about the NFL draft, which we'll talk about in a little bit, is he's a coach's kid. Like, you hear about
and
a quarterback.
And he plays like it, too.
Well, but you watch his basketball IQ is crazy. Like, I was watching some breakdowns about how they were trying to defend him and how he just, like, diagnosed the defense.
You know what it is? He plays the game like he's playing it in slow motion.
He's like a surgeon, man.
Not that I'm comparing him to this guy, but you remember watching Gretzky and it was like, how does he slow the game down and play so well and be in such control all the time? That's what I feel like when I watch Jalen Brunson. He plays at that level.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what a time to be a fan of New York sports. So we open a lot of time on the Knicks. We'll get to the Giants and their draft, and they go 25th, and that, of course, later tonight. Not only did the Giants go 25th, upon the selection, we are of the mindset that the great Mel Kiper Jr. is going to analyze the Giants draft and then mention us live on multiple networks. That'll be on ABC and ESPN tonight.
It's going to be great. Is it bad that that's what I'm most excited about?
No, I don't think it's bad at all.
I'm interested to see what happens at the top of the draft with how many quarterbacks go early. And then, of course, Jets, what do they do at 15 if the offensive tackles they don't like aren't there? And then same thing with the Giants.
Giants 25.
Wide receiver, corner. You don't want to reach for a wide receiver.
Offensive line, linebacker.
What happens if the tight end from Notre Dame is sitting there?
Right, or Utah. People love him too, yeah. I mean, see, the Jets feels like they have to take offensive line.
It feels like it would be the smart thing to do.
Feels like the Giants have a little more maneuverability than the Jets do.
Yeah, well, there's still some question marks. I mean, they got McGovern back for nothing, cheap, but you don't really know what to expect from Mekhi. And Dwayne Brown's not a young man.
Young man? He's, what, 37, 38?
And we saw last year, I mean,
and Becton can go down like that.
You can't afford to have Aaron Rodgers not have the ability to do what he needs to do.
And that's where we go now. Aaron Rodgers, well, what a day. I mean, I'll just kind of set you up. Take it away. What was your, I mean, I thought he was really good yesterday.
I thought he was great. I think all the things that we talked about as far as, you know, what New York could do for his legacy, that's something that he thought about. Denver last year trying to hire Nathaniel Hackett to maybe lure Aaron Rodgers. The fact that the Jets did it, it worked. I mean, it absolutely worked. He brought it up that
Hackett's a huge piece for him.
Makes every day fun. They become really close friends. And like he understands what he's getting himself into, and he's fully invested. So for all those phone calls we talked about, you know, he didn't seem like he was all in with Green Bay. When he made the decision to come back and play, he is all in.
And you know what I like? And it always upsets me when guys have no idea what they're getting themselves into. And I get it that he's a veteran, has been around the trenches one or two times, but like, he knows about the Jets.
Oh, he does his homework.
He knows about the one title. He knows about Joe Namath. He knows number 12. Like, it's not a guy you say, what do you think about the history of the Jets? He's like, I don't know. Right? I don't really watch football.
He's a really smart guy. He's a really smart guy, and I thought he handled himself.
I agree.
Really well.
I agree. I thought he handled himself really well. Let's take a little bit of a listen to what he had to say. What attracted you to the Jets?
They smoked us last year, so I knew they had a good team. We got to practice against them a couple years ago, and I got to get to know Robert a little bit more. And I've always loved what he's all about. We played him in San Fran a few times, and mostly they got the best of us. But I liked the way that he was leading, his coaching style. A big reason I'm here, I gotta mention, is Nathaniel Hackett, who's here. Hack and I became really close friends for 3 years in Green Bay, and I love him like a brother, and I believe in him, and I'm really happy to be back working with him again. Obviously, Joe has got a great track record so far of drafting some incredible players, but it takes a system, and obviously Robert has the right sauce, so I'm excited about getting to work with him and Brick and Mark Kwan, former teammate of mine, and it's a great staff, but I'm an old guy, so I want to be a part of a team that can win it all, and I believe that this is a place we can get that done.
This is a team that has a chance to win the whole thing. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I mean, they have all the pieces. Now, I mean, we'll see how quickly they can make it all work. But yeah, this is the perfect situation for him. I mean, it's weird a little bit that it's, I mean, kind of deja vu that, I mean,
that
had
Favre came here.
Right.
Listen, the only reason Favre failed is because he got hurt.
Well, yeah, right. And then, I mean, he wasn't, like, Aaron made the decision that he wants to be a Jet. And he's going to be however many years it is, if it's this one or two. He made it sound like it's going to be more than one. But Favre was, it was the Jets because that was the option.
Well, he didn't want to go to the Jets.
No, he wanted to go to Minnesota.
He wanted to go to Minnesota, so he used the Jets as a conduit to eventually get to Minnesota. Aaron Rodgers wants to be here.
He wants to be here. He feels like he can win a championship here. You heard how much he loves Nathaniel Hackett. So, yeah, like I think everything that you needed to hear from him, you heard.
Do you plan on playing more than just one season? Here's Rodgers.
Right now, I'm just going to focus on this season. And I'm excited about being here. I expect to be here for the duration of the offseason. And I'm excited to get to know my new teammates and the coaching staff and the organization. And obviously, I have a background with Coach Hackett and that offense. But I'm excited about just diving in and being a part of this group and getting to know some of the names of my teammates. And also, I'm excited about working with all you guys. I've heard a lot about the New York media and excited to see what that's all about.
I'm sure he's thrilled to work at the New York media.
I think that he's going to be, I think they'll win and he'll play well. So it's not going to be.
Then it'll be fine.
It's not going to be crazy. But I also think he does like the back and forth.
I don't think he's ever dealt with anything like the New York media before.
Probably not. But I think, he is at the, like you watch any national show on television. It's Aaron Rodgers is involved some way.
I don't think anything's going to overwhelm him.
No.
I think he'll be fine. I just think that the New York media is different. And even then Green Bay, it's different. It's bigger. It's louder. It's more in your face.
It's nastier
they want
sometimes.
More answers. If things don't go well, you'll get chopped down at the knees.
But I think he fully expects to come in here, play well, and they win.
I see no reason why that doesn't happen.
And he'll be a hero, and hopefully it's a championship. But I'm telling you, man, like this guy knows what he's getting himself into. Otherwise, you don't make that decision. Like going from 90% retired.
It's exciting. This is so exciting.
Sometimes you need a change.
I get it. Listen, Green Bay was done with him. He was done with them. It was time to move on. They move on. Did you pay a lot? You paid a lot. If you sit here and say, who won the trade? Maybe Green Bay, but maybe not. Because if the Jets do what you think they could possibly do, you can't pay too much for this quarterback.
You got what you wanted.
You got what you wanted.
And he wants to be here, and he's fully invested. The fact that he just said he'll be here for the entirety of the offseason program and everything else. He understands. He understands what this can do for his legacy. He wants to be known as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
And I can't tell you how important I think it is that he acknowledges Joe Namath and says, I don't want that number. That's Joe's number. You come in here, first thing you do, I'm going to wear number 12. He gave me his blessing. That's a bad look. It really is.
It's not a great look at all. Well, I think he wants to, as important as 12 was to him, he wore 8 in college, but he understands that he's kind of paving his own way here. He comes in here and wins a championship. You imagine what happens if he wins a championship here?
You could argue it's bigger than Joe Namath. You could argue it because Joe Namath, now, AFL different and it changed the entire league structure and all that. But there was no, Jets hadn't won in 50 years back then. The Jets were a brand new team. So it took him a couple of years. They
won
the whole thing.
Yeah, but he had the guarantee and everything else.
I get it. It goes down
the swag,
and around the pool in Miami and the whole thing. I understand that, but they haven't won in 50-plus years. For the most part, for the last 50-plus years, they've been one of the laughing stocks of the NFL. You come here, you legitimize this franchise, and you go and you win the whole thing, you are now... I mean, there's a statue of you now at Florham Park.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, anytime he steps into New York, he's a god.
Did you see how nice I'm being to you?
You're being very nice. I feel like I've been nicer today than in the last couple days.
Yesterday, you were nasty.
Yeah. But you got to understand. I mean, I've been pent up for so long.
No, I understand that you're excited and that you're being aggressive about it, but I don't understand why you're taking shots at me and Ray and RJ and everybody.
But remember, we had a five-year span where we had the two worst football teams in the NFL.
I understand.
And now, both teams are headed in the right direction. My team is a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Be excited about it.
Of course.
I was surprised by this. The Jets' odds to make the playoffs, only minus 155.
Well, you got to look at the AFC, man.
If the Jets don't make the playoffs,
right.
Catastrophic failure.
Okay. No, you're not wrong. But how many teams make the playoffs?
Listen, that division's really good. You could get one team out of the AFC East.
How many teams make the playoffs?
Seven.
Okay. So you got Josh Allen and the Bills.
Yep.
Two and the Dolphins.
Yep.
We got us. You got Baltimore and Lamar. You got Burrow and Cincinnati.
Cleveland.
You got Cleveland and Deshaun Watson. You got
Mahomes.
You got Trevor Lawrence. You got Herbert.
Yeah.
So you're talking about great quarterbacks that aren't going to make the playoffs.
I completely agree. There are going to be really good teams.
And you figure Russell Wilson's got to be better because he can't be worse.
Can't be worse than that.
And then you've got Jimmy G in Vegas.
Really good teams that you look and you say, I can't believe they didn't go to the postseason this year. Really good teams.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Let's kind of get the pulse of what the Jets fan is thinking today and go to a man who must be so excited. Danny in Centerport. Good morning, Danny. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks as always, man. Listen, you know, I look forward to the day you guys have Aaron Rodgers on, okay? But that interview on Michael Kay yesterday was out and out awesome. Rick, if you are not juiced as a Jets fan listening to that interview yesterday, you are just not breathing, man. I mean, he hit every aspect you want to hear as a Jet fan. His calm confidence is so refreshing. He talked about meeting his plays. He talked about practicing tomorrow. He talked about winning championships, the history of knowing our team, talking about Joe Willie. He even referenced Simon Ed. He hit every aspect you want to talk about. You know what was even better? It got me so fired up, Rick. They talked about slaying the dragon. And you know what his comment was? And I know you guys know it. He said, we're not slaying the dragon. We are the dragon. We are the dragon, and that's the mentality we need. The expectations to win a Super Bowl championship is what he's talking about. He's talking about bringing another trophy next to that lonely trophy that we have sitting in that case, and that's what it's all about. And that's what I was talking about yesterday, Dave. It's the expectations that we've never had. We've had it maybe once in 98, and we were expecting a good season.
You know when they had it, Danny? You know when they had it? In 99. The expectations going into 99 were through the roof. Correct. And then by halftime of the first game, your expectations completely changed.
And Vinny blows out his Achilles, and that was it. Now there's expectations, and this is legit. And, Rick, man, I am so pumped with this. This is Christmas time right now. This is going to be awesome. Rick, do me a favor, man. Come on, do this with me right now, and let's do it right. On three, okay? One, you know where I'm going, Rick. One, two, three.
Jets. You guys really had that sound like old pros.
Did you hang up on Danny? It was terrible.
What's the matter with you guys?
It was bad.
I felt the buzz.
The New York J-E-T-E Jets.
Well, at least we spelled it right.
How could you not feel the buzz?
Of course you feel the buzz.
Try it. People don't realize it's not difficult to harmonize. It's not easy to harmonize with someone else.
It is not easy.
You saw that in the opening Knicks song.
Well, I think we first saw it when we tried to sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" as a threesome, and it just
you bowed out immediately.
I had to. It was awful.
Let's bring him in. We love him. We'll get back to the Jets calls in a couple moments. We've got RJ with observations and DHIF and the Knicks. I mean, so busy we can't cover everything. Let's bring him in, friend of the program, the great Jordan Renan. Good morning, Jordan.
I was getting all pumped up there until that singing there. That dude was pumped up about the Jets, huh?
Jets.
Yeah, they were like in unison. They really worked like a fine oiled machine on that one. A fine oiled machine. All right,
very, very Jets like.
So let's go rapid fire here. A couple questions to ask you. Firstly,
let's do it.
What are you hearing about the Giants tonight at 25?
I think they would prefer to go and get a cornerback in this draft. I just think it's not an especially great wide receiver group. Maybe the right guy is there. I do think they would take him. But I think if all things work out right, I think the Giants would like to get a cornerback in the first round. And, you know, that fills a huge need, not only for now, but for the future. And adds another piece to this defense. And wide receiver, obviously, a possibility. I mean, there's so many possibilities when you're at 25. Running back also positioned later on in the draft. Middle rounds that I know the Giants have been targeting, which is interesting because, remember, Saquon Barkley has not signed his tag yet, and it'll be interesting to see how he takes that when they do add another running back to the room and how early. You know, that could be interesting.
Jordan, if you could point to one of the wide receivers, I know you said it's not a deep class, but if this guy was available, who would that guy be?
Yeah, I think it's Addison or Flowers. I really do. It's one of those two guys. I just think they like it, to me, probably Flowers. They like his playmaking ability, his ability to make guys miss after, you know, getting the ball in his hand. And I know people are sitting there saying it's another small wide receiver. And, you know, this draft just isn't great. I mean, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, by the way, who's probably going to be the top receiver off the board. Everyone I talked to said Garrett Wilson would have been rated above him last year. And he's considered essentially like a slot guy, plays mostly out of the slot. So there's just not that alpha this year. So it might not be the year to get your number one receiver. Just the guy's not out there. But Zay Flowers, a guy you can move around. I think if he was there, him and Addison are the two guys I think that they would think long and hard about.
I know this is not considered at all to be a very good draft. In fact, I've heard this is a bad draft. But walk us through any chance of the Giants moving either up or back from 25?
A little bit. I think more likely the move for them is to trade up in the second round, maybe get a little higher. They're just sitting right now at 57, I believe it is.
Yep.
So that's a long way, right? You know, 25 and 57, that's a long. So, Dave, get this for a second. I know that there's teams out there, and I spoke to people on other teams, less than 10 first-round players graded. Less than 10.
Wow.
Think about that for a second. So basically from pick 12 to 50 are going to be guys that most teams have with second round grades. It's going to be wild. There's probably going to be names that you don't expect. Guys coming off the board, you're like, who is this guy? And, you know, teams are not really going to care because they have a second round grade on the guy and they're at a first round, you know, graded players. So I think that's kind of what you should expect in this year's draft.
So, Jordan, you mentioned it. Like, what do you imagine is going to happen here with Saquon?
Oof. Yeah, I think they might come back to him here after the draft, but the likelihood is still that he ends up and they play hardball with him and say, hey, you know, we have you for 1 year, $10 million, come back and play. And Saquon's a guy who does care about the public perception of him, right? That stuff matters to him. So I have a hard time seeing him go nuclear, and that's really his only leverage at this point, right? Make them feel really uncomfortable and make them miserable. You know that John Mara, when he sits there, and if you saw that, it wouldn't go over well with him. He wouldn't want to see that, especially when you're talking about the guy who is the face of their franchise, for better or worse. I know he's a running back, but he has been the face of their franchise. I believe he still is. So the likelihood is he ends up being miserable and playing on the franchise tag.
Giants insider Jordan Renan with us here, 98.7 ESPN. So you say Addison and Flowers. For argument's sake, they're both off the board. Is it corner?
Yeah.
Could you see a tight end falling and the Giants going in that direction? Could they go linebacker? Like, what do you, if those two guys are not there, what do you think their next man up kind of philosophy would be?
Again, there's not great linebackers. I mean, the interior offensive line is, I think, something that maybe they can address. Osiris Torrance is a guy from Florida. That's Chris Canty, I know, loves. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, that was a surprise. Like, I'm not really buying into the tight end thing for the Giants. I don't see it. They just made an investment in Darren Waller. They like Daniel Bellinger. Brian Daboll's the guy who you're talking about. There were times where they dressed one tight end in Buffalo. Dressed one tight end. I mean, they're really going to go get a third tight end. That seems a little out of character considering their background. Now, here's the one scenario. First of all, Dave, like I said, I think it starts with cornerback, like a guy like Deontay Banks, if he's there, Emmanuel Forbes. I know he's super skinny and like 166 pounds, but a playmaker at the cornerback position. I believe he had six pick sixes, tied for an SBS record. So those guys to me are guys I think that the Giants probably prefer to get in this first round, even above the wide receivers. And then you look at picks 22 and 23, the Ravens and Vikings, those are teams, you asked about a trade, those are teams that are expected to be in the cornerback market in this first round. So maybe a few spots up there, I could see that, but I don't expect them to be doing any huge trade up. Maybe, you know, everybody's going to be trying to trade back. Like I said, like there aren't first round graded players at that point in the draft. So everyone's going to be trying to trade back. What can you get for it? Probably not a ton, but I could see them also moving back a little bit, you know, get into that early second round, add some picks and, you know, sort of load up on those mid round picks, which if there's not a lot of first round grades, there are a bunch of second, third and fourth rounders that are good players. Like that's where maybe the strength of the draft is and they should load up.
So, Jordan, if Flowers and Addison aren't there and they end up going corner, are the Giants, are they happy with their wide receiver room if they don't draft a wide receiver in the draft?
I think they would then double back and then get a wide receiver in the second or third.
Okay.
A guy like Jonathan Mingo is the guy that's done a lot of work on something like that. So just add another body to them. This is my point, Rick. There's no alpha number one that's really there. Right? Even if Zay Flowers and Jordan Addison get picked, I don't think they're going to be their number one receiver this year. So they're good enough to get by with their receiver room right now, they believe, but they still would like to add reinforcements.
So what has to be addressed this draft? Wide receiver, offensive line, corner. So those are the three main pieces.
I think the first three picks, the first three or four picks, you're going to have a combination of wide receiver, cornerback, right? Running back, interior offensive line, likely center. I believe pretty strongly that those, at least three of the first four picks are going to be in those areas. And the draft kind of plays into that. Strong center draft, strong cornerback draft, depth-wise. And there's some, you know, the second, third round has been a really good spot to land wide receivers as well if they don't get one in the first.
Jordan, last one for me. Are you a little jealous at all that my Jets have Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback or no?
Don't fall for his nonsense. Don't fall for it, Jordan.
I will say this, Rich Cimini is now the alpha, you know, New York ESPN reporter because they want him on TV all the time, and the Giants are kind of just like, oh, well, you know, they're the Giants, they're picking 25. But
well, especially after your meltdown.
Which team made the playoffs last year and won a playoff game on the road. So
maybe if you didn't have that meltdown though, things would be different.
Jordan, I'm sorry. I mean, you deserve better because you're a professional, and the fact that you still join us is somewhat remarkable. All right, before we let you go, all right,
Rick, you sure those layoffs they didn't get the ball game? You sure?
You know what? They're not done yet.
They circle back. Another round.
Maybe they circle back. All right, Jordan. At 25 tonight, the Giants take who?
I'm going to go with Deontay Banks, the cornerback from Maryland. Maybe they have to move up a few spots if they really want to get him. But I just think I know that's a player that they like a lot. He fits what Wink Martindale wants to do. He fills a major need, and it's a premium position.
When you're watching,
would you be happy with that, Dave?
If they need a corner, they like him. I don't know a ton about him, but if the Giants, here's my take. I am completely in trust of this regime. If they like him and they want to acquire him, then I would sign off on it immediately. Yes.
So they could sell you anything right now.
Yeah. I mean, listen, they did a great job. They've done a great job. So yes, I'm buying in.
True.
When you're watching the draft on ESPN tonight and the Giants make a selection and then Mel Kiper brings our show's name up and starts discussing us, will you be wowed by that?
No, I expect that from you guys.
Okay.
It's a big time.
That's right.
You're big time.
That's right. That's exactly what we are. We're big time.
I know that.
All right.
Yeah,
so, exactly. Listen, we love you. I'm sorry Rick does this every time. It's awkward, but you know what? As you know, there's not much I can do with him.
Rick, I still love you. I don't know why. It's like one of those things you know, you're like, it's a guilty pleasure. Like, why do I still love you? I don't really know because of the way you treat me, but I do.
All right. Very good.
I can't wait to smash you and Jordan and Santiago this year.
Goodbye, Jordan. Have a great day. Enjoy the draft.
Oh, yeah. You got to rack that. That is some clip right there. I can't wait to smash you and Jordan.
Yeah.
All right.
Since he's nasty. Goodbye, Jordan. Thank you. We love you.
You know what I have right now?
What do you have in my possession? What do you have in your possession?
What do you think I have in my possession right now?
How would I know what you have in your possession?
Well, what did you listen to me all the time?
Oh. I like it.
What do I have?
You have Mel Kiper's newest mock draft.
The final mock draft.
The last one.
Yeah.
And it's
a doozy?
Spicy.
All right, give me.
Right now?
All right, y'all, RJ! RJ.
Yes.
Do we want to get to a couple calls, then Knobs and DF, then go through Mel's final mock draft?
Wow, that'd be a real hoot. That'd be a real hoot, wouldn't it?
It really would be. So you think that's the way to go?
I think so.
Okay.
Well said.
Yeah. I am a wordsmith at the highest degree. Let's go to Paul in Rochester. Good morning, Paul. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm a Giant fan, but unfortunately, I see this Jets offensive line as a problem. And if they don't fix it, it's going to end the same way it did with Favre getting hurt. Last year, the offensive line was horrible. No running game. Couldn't protect the quarterback. Got Mike White. Ribs cracked in. I mean, if they don't fix that offensive line, it's not going to end well for Rodgers.
You're not wrong.
I think we all understand that, Paul. I don't know why I have to call him be so negative.
I think he's being realistic.
Because he's a Giants fan.
No, Paul, you know, it's a good call. No, it's a great call.
No, we're going to smash Paul.
You know this to be
smash
true. You know this to be true. The Jets need to fix the offensive line.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm a little concerned, too, that the offensive linemen that we're looking at in this draft, because it's not a great draft, are going to be gone. And now what do we do?
And you know, the Patriots pick, what, one spot ahead of you? And they want an offensive lineman.
Right, so what do you do? Do you now make the decision to trade back?
Can you trade back?
I don't know. We're going to find out in Mel's new mock.
Oh, does he have trades in the draft?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Ira in Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning. Good. Tell you, yesterday was a historic day for this beaten down franchise. And I tell you, the thing I took out of it, at least personally for myself, he checked every box that I had concerns about. And I couldn't be more impressed the way he spoke and the way he handled the history of the franchise, the future of the franchise, possibly his commitment. We'll see how that goes. But everything he did, he checked every box that I had concerns on. And it's going to be a fun year. And as for the draft, well, you know, listen, how many times have we said, oh, this is a great draft, there's 20 no-brainers, and they all turn out to be busts. Now, I understand this is supposed to be a bad draft. Everybody said it. Nobody knows. Let's be honest.
Totally
agree.
If
the Jets could walk away tonight and tomorrow with an offensive tackle and a center, because clearly they're still drafting the center, because they're not going to have – they gave McGovern, what, a $1.5, $1.9 million contract for 1 year. So they're still eyeing a center. They walk away with two cornerstones like that, and all the boxes that Aaron Rodgers checked yesterday – can't wait for the season to start.
Hey, Ira, let me ask you something before we let you go. And I don't know that this is something you'd like to do. Would you like to do the Jets chant with Rick to try to get it in unison and do this with him?
I'll only do it because I'm friendly with Rick, but that's kind of – that's Simon Ed's deal.
Jets!
Jets!
No. That was
we can't get it right.
Raymond messed you up. Raymond
we
played
can't
a recording.
Right.
Here, I'm gonna count you guys down. Do you want to talk to him about like how quickly you want to go?
What kind of speed do we want to go with Ira?
The New York Jets. Jets.
Because I want to make sure we're in unison.
Raymond, stop playing the chants. Can we talk to Ira for a second and get this ironed out?
I'm trying to get the example for you. What are you looking for?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Yeah. Talk to Ira. What do you need?
I think
staccato, the whole thing. You ready to go?
Yeah, Ira, we're going to go at a nice pace, right? We're not going to slow this thing down.
Ira, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's do it.
I'm going to count you guys down. 3, 2, 1, go.
Jets.
There's got to be a delay on his side.
Oh, is there a delay?
Has to be.
Congratulations.
Hey,
Raymond,
you
I'm going to come in.
You guys
I'm going to come in that studio. I'm going to take one of those bananas and slap you in the face with it.
Why are you mad at me for it?
Because you're firing
one,
off
you're the one
drops.
You can't chant.
The buzz is palpable.
Yeah. Listen, I'll get you too. You little nugget.
It's great. It's like, are you going to go with this? You're done, and he's just starting. You guys stink. The Pointer Sisters have nothing to worry about here.
The Thanksgiving game hasn't even been announced yet.
I don't care. We still
play
you. I'm going to smash you then. I don't care what meal it is.
Get your mind
turkey,
right.
Ribeye.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to make everybody hate the Jets.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in and break your computer next. You see how he talked to me earlier when I'm trying to record reads?
It's not my computer, first of all. So
you see how he talked to me?
My problem.
when you were trying to record
the lack of respect.
Those are some good reads you did there.
The first one was great.
Should I play what's recorded in the system? Could I do that?
Could you please?
No, there's a lot of cursing.
There's a lot of things that can't be played on the air.
I'll tell you what, he loves numbers.
I will say it's labeled in the system, Rick All-American Ford Disaster.
That's how it's listed?
That's how I saved it. Yeah. Thank God I didn't listen to you and say, oh, no, I'll wait until the 8 o'clock hour to do this. God forbid.
Would have taken up the whole 8 o'clock hour.
God forbid I waited that long. You'd be here 2 hours after the show still recording.
Jets.
You guys are really good. Very talented.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.